In this episode, we're joined by Tom Barron, a young fishing renegade that is honing his angling skills inside and outside of competition fishing. Only 16 years old and already aspiring to be a skipper. Fair play, Tom. Hit the like button, leave a comment, and remember to subscribe to the podcast. Let's dive in.
Welcome to another episode of the Tuna Gear Podcast. I'm Andy. As always, I'm sat with Danny. Today, we've got Tom Barron in. Tom, welcome.
It's nice to see you. Thank you very much for having me on. There can't be many 16-year-olds in the country that got this opportunity.
So. No, you are definitely the youngest one we've had on so far. I would say, probably two decades, if not a little bit further.
We got to behave today. We got a young one on.
So. Yeah, we will behave. This came about because I was having one of those doom strolls through social media, as I like to call it, research now, because we're always looking for guests.
Yeah.
And you had done a video with your mate down on the cities, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Who's your mate? Shout him out.
That's Roscoe Dover.
I saw you boys were slinging lures off of St Mary's, doing a bit of kayaking.
Brilliant.
I have an affinity with the cities, so straight away watched the video and I was like, this is actually pretty good. Yeah. Like I really enjoyed this. So then I started having a stroll through your account and I was strolling through your mate's account as well. And I thought, this looks pretty good. It's a platform for all. Yeah. And what better way can we do with somebody who is at your age, I don't want to say as young as you, but, at your age, as into fishing as you are. Because now I've started following you and seeing how much fishing you do.
Yeah.
You are a legit fishing junkie. You're there, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's all aspects of fishing?
Lure fishing predominantly.
Okay.
I do enjoy a lot of ultralight. I do a bit of pike fishing, bass and wrasse usually. So that's kind of the sort of main species I target. But I've also got into the competitions and I really enjoy the content creating with social media. So
when did you start fishing? Where did that come in?
I suppose I was like most people, Chesil Beach, about 7 or 8 years old maybe.
Was it with the old man?
Yeah, my dad a little bit. But I've always just been like drawn to the sea, just always loved. Even before I could fish, just always wanted to be there.
Yeah, nice.
Next to water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I kind of caught a few mackerel and just went from there.
The bug sort
caught
of hit.
Me, yeah.
So from that, how did you end up, like, let's go to the Sinners. How did you end up on the Sinners? How did you
I've been going there, I think, 14 years in a row now.
So just family holidays.
Yeah, family holidays, literally every year, so.
So you just started taking kit with you after a while?
Yeah, and off the harbour there, you always consistently catch pollock, so that's kind of my little thing for a few years, and then I kind of moved on to the wrasse and went from there.
Do you think that's where the whole lure fishing
really kicked off for me? Yeah.
It is a special island, mate. Yeah, it's kick ass.
So was it straight? Did you, because LRF's quite a new thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're fairly new, yeah.
Fairly new to this country. I know it's been going on a little longer.
Yeah, of course. But... I mean, you'll see it in Ben's episode when we release that. I mean, it's been kicking around since the middle 2000s, and it was always good to see. It was a great opportunity for the younger lads to get involved down the... You didn't need to take all your shitty gear with you. You could just rucksack, sling maybe a little net, go down to the local harbour, or even in the freshwater, go down to the canals with your ultralight gear.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it started. It's accessibility, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very mobile way. Well, all lure fishing is very mobile, but that seems ultra... It's one of those little two-hour drop-in, drop-out sorts of things. Okay.
I suppose you can work it around school life and stuff like
exactly.
that. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, go like, after school, 15 minutes on the river, just like chucking little spoons for trout. It's just good fun. You don't get big fish, but...
Which river's that?
That's the Avon. It's just some of the bits I do at the top there. But yeah.
Okay.
Quality.
The dam as well. The dam's really nice. I love it.
Is that the
Avon Dam?
Yeah. That's quite a trek up there.
It's a bit of a walk, but it's good up there. It's a big trout. We're up to like 5 pound wild brownies, but...
Really?
Special fish, mate.
Yeah. Hard graph, though. Big, it's
about
50 acres.
So. Oh, yeah, my dad used to be into letterboxing.
Right.
They take you off on the moors, it's that stamp collecting.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Oh, God, the amount of times I got dragged around that dam. Go and look under this, go and look under that. Go and ask that person if they're a travelling stamp and all the rest of the time. You're just staring at it. I know what you mean about that affinity with water. I just wanted to be doing some fishing. My dad, who did a little bit of fishing, I never really, although I picked it up from him down on the cities, it was... He never really, like, when I was like, oh, I want to go fishing, he's like, well, I know what a red gill is. and I've got like these 14 foot rods, but apart from that, it was like it was a complete learning curve to pick up.
Exactly.
So was it seawater first for you and then freshwater? Oh, yeah,
I started in the saltwater because we don't have a huge amount around here for the freshwater side. So especially where I'm near Plymouth, you know, you've got to get the bus up to Exeter really to find anything. So I kind of started around, you know, the local bays around there, getting a few bass and pollock and stuff and went from there.
What was your go-to? Did you have a particular like rod brand, reel brand, lures?
I don't know. I love the tackle wave stuff. So Kitec, Majorcraft, IMA. I really like fish stuff as well. It's my favourite stuff, really.
The fish stuff?
Yeah, love it.
Sam Kiddy, here you go. You can come sponsor him, mate. We've got it up here. There you go. If you're looking for someone, Sam, we can send him your way. There we go. We can always get some sponsors in for people.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
That'd be good for you. Yeah. So you went from that and then what, the sort of the canals, progressions?
Yeah, that sort of thing. And I really got into, it was the LRF that kind of got me into the ultralight sort of fishing. So I do a few competitions. So over on Facebook with Ben and Richard and Joe. Joe's left it now, but they used to do these competitions, and you know you get 300 people like doing it online over a weekend.
Is that Ben Fields?
No, that's Ben Bassett.
Yep, Ben Bassett.
Yeah.
What comps?
It's LRF comps. They run an LRF league.
There's the Winter League, the Weekender, and the fundraiser. And I think overall, I think I won like most of them over like a few times. So that really got me into it.
What's the makeup of that competition then? How does the whole comp, like, talk me through?
So it's basically, for the Weekender, it's a week, you've got three days, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, got to catch as many different species as you can, artificial lures off the shore. So that's kind of what we were doing. I think I had 28 last weekend.
Just in species numbers, not in size or anything like that?
It doesn't matter. There is a size one, but, you know, we're at 1 to 5 gram rods. We don't want to be catching fish, but... Yeah, 28. I did 28 over a weekend last September. That got me first. I think third in the international section.
That's spawn, isn't it?
Yeah. That was for the juniors. But I think the person who won it was only like a couple ahead of me, even still. So.
Really?
Yeah, and there's good prizes for that, you know.
What did you pick up in prizes?
500 quid.
Did you?
Yeah.
That changes the game, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
How much did that all go on tackle?
It was a voucher for Veal's mail order, so...
Oh, yeah, so you just sat there, yes.
Yeah.
What did you get out of that prize money?
I haven't spent it yet.
Have you not?
I was silly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess that's obviously the birth of all the LRF comps like that.
Yeah.
Worked really well with, obviously, social media. You are the prime age of grew up with social media around you. Like us, when we were growing up, it wasn't a thing, you know? So, but you've been brought up with social media all around you all the time.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you found, obviously, you got like your Instagrams and your Facebooks, and you've adapted your fishing and your styles completely around social media, you know? It's a great little tool and gets you out there, you know?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, without that, I wouldn't be here now, so.
Yeah, cool. Well, you nailed it on. Yeah, without that, we wouldn't have. So your content creation, what's been like, what was the reasons? Let's take it back a bit.
Yeah.
What made you like to put it all over social media? And was there like a goal, or was there...
I suppose I was young at the time. You know, you're like...
Flexing.
13-year-old me, just trying to get as many followers and just, you know, be famous. But so there was no real glamorous side to it. And then I kind of, you know, I made a fair few mates out of it. I kind of enjoyed the, you know, the competitions, met a lot of people, fished with a lot of people. Kind of just went from there, I suppose. So I could post literally every day I go fishing, but I tend to just post quality. I like, you know, holding a fish. I don't really want to be posting too many of them, you know, on the floor. Just the occasional really nice photos. I enjoy my editing. I used to do photography.
Yeah, I mean, your social media's good. Yeah. I mean, Aaron, could you pull up the Instagram, please?
Yeah.
What do you record on?
You've
got a GoPro, you're on your phone.
I've got a Hero 11, but I just use my phone, really. I'm not going to...
Do you?
I've never really gone too overkill with it. Just, you know, I've got a little tripod and just sort my own thing out, but...
For the listeners that aren't watching, we've just pulled up his Instagram account.
Yeah.
So, which is Devon Fishing.
Devon Fishing, yeah.
Tom Barron, Devon Fishing.
That's it, Devon Fishing. I should have dropped that in there. That's a nice pike.
Yeah.
Where's that? The one up above it with you in the brown hat. Where's that?
That was up at Exeter, down at Turfs, that one. And that was actually on 1 to 5 when I was perch fishing. A few nice. I've had a few. If you keep going down slightly more, I had a couple big ones. I think that was 18, that one. So, lure caught, quite a nice one.
Lovely fish.
Yeah.
I like what you've done with the edit
good,
on that
good
one.
Good spot as well, that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
So yeah, I had it in them and going from there, really. But I think over the winter, because the salt water kind of died off, I kind of went over to the
terrible
pike fishing and went. That's kind of my first proper season on it. Yeah, it's
great fun.
It is, yeah. Now that, when we were on the weekender, that was my favourite one. That was, I saw it fish that flounder.
They are so much fun on
middle of September.
We've spoken about it before.
Yeah. I didn't think it was a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to be picking.
Very predatory. You'd be surprised.
Unbelievably good fun on lure.
Yeah, yeah. These are, here's the odds of silly last year. So here's a few of the trips. Nice couple of nice wrasse.
Yeah, some nice colourful wrasse.
It's the colours of them. Yeah, this is what I love about it. There's really never really two the same, is there? Yeah. There's always, and even the more blander ones on the body have always got like a spectacular tail. In
tomorrow, we've got a competition coming up, and my whole Friday is going to be spent wrassing. So I'm going to do a load of wrasse and a load of bass over the weekend. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to hitting the wrasse.
Amazing, really.
Is there wrasse in your comp? Is
yeah.
So is it bass and wrasse?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea.
So, and I'm going to be spending the most of the Friday daytime on the wrasse. Because wrasse is my first love in lure fishing.
Yeah,
the saltwater. I'm going back to, I haven't done it for such a long time because I've been so preoccupied with either the fly fishing or the bass. I cannot wait to get back on the wrasse.
It's going to be amazing, isn't it?
And it's great weather for it as well. I mean, the conditions look great, you know?
Yeah. Clear water, it's going to be good fun.
There's some nice fish on there.
Yeah.
Chub.
Yeah, I've never targeted chub. That's what I'm going for this year. Literally, that's probably my PB. I've never really fished the rivers too much.
I went bait fishing for him last night with a feeder rod. Yeah, haven't done that for years.
Bait fishing?
I literally got a feeder rod out and was bumping bread down the flow. Really enjoyed it, actually. Genuinely, buzzing.
Yeah,
it's nice to cut things up and change things. And that's, I guess, we can see that in your Instagram here. I mean, you're changing up a bit. And
exactly, yeah. I mean, this is where I was going back a couple of years.
That's the big lure, that's those competitions.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically it's the format. You print a comp card off, you got your number, your name, and you just put them on Facebook. And we've got a group going there and, you know, a really lovely bunch of people. And, you know, because with the little fish, there's no one's really judging. It's kind of just, you know, everyone's just happy to, you know, target smaller stuff.
So. You ever been stung by a weaver yet?
That's the only one I've ever caught, so no. But I've not yet. It's going to happen one day.
I did in Spain in the hand. I grabbed one.
Yeah.
Accidentally flipped. Lip gripper and it flipped out and it hit me in the wrist. Yeah.
They get big as well, some of the great ones.
The great weavers.
I'd love to catch
them. I've watched them over there.
Seen them on the chart boat. It
Costa,
come up.
Costa Brava over the flats there, Lefranc. I've seen them getting them on top waters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they look, I wouldn't mind targeting them, you know, when they're 40, 50 centimetre. Big fish, aren't they? Yeah.
So how long has this Instagram page been going?
I started in 2020, but, you know, it was kind of just back then. I used to, well, my grandparents got a farm. We used to have rainbow trout in the lakes. I had them up to, like, low doubles. So back then, they all died now in the heat waves. But, yeah, that's kind of how I started. Like, right at the bottom, there were loads of, you know, just big trout. But that's kind of how I kind of grew.
What sort of age were you then with, obviously, the social media? So when it started to progress, when I know you've done a bit for a few shops and a few brands. Yeah, so at what sort of age were you when that you started to be approached or approaching, like Street Fish in London and guys like that, Dan and that lot? I know you've worked with Dan for a number of years.
I don't know. I kind of started 2022 with Street Fish in London and we just started, like, talking and we, you know.
What is Street Fish in London?
So it's basically, it's a tackle shop up in the north. It's an online one and it's, you know, really good
premium
stuff.
Premium brands, all the high-end.
High-end, you know, all the nice stuff.
Japanese and American high-end brands.
Yeah, it's really innovative. You get some good stuff coming
out. It's got some cool stuff,
yeah. Yeah.
And they came and approached you?
Yeah. So we kind of just got talking and it, you know, just went from there, getting a nice little discount. I'm very good mates with the owner. You know, we've got a little WhatsApp group. So, you know, we all, that's the thing with that. Through that, I met Roscoe. He turns out being my best mate now. So, you know, it's just how networking and knowing someone can move on.
Networking, that's the
key. Networking was what's kind of this, isn't it? I mean, we've met with some great characters through the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
We were talking about it before we came live, like the amount of conversations I've got to have and the people I've got in my phone book.
Yeah.
Changes the game completely.
Yeah.
So is there a species of fish that if you could only target, what the one species? Is there something that you would could only target?
Just like you, wrasse. I just love them. Love them so much.
Yeah, nice.
Fight. So, you know, you get a good, you know, even like a sub-£1 one on an LRF.
I mean, when I used to live in Plymouth, I used to fish the light game in a harbour at Sutton.
Yeah.
I had some quite big ones on there, on little 7 gram rods.
Yeah,
getting absolutely smoked.
Four, five in there, yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Great fun.
Yeah, see, I was doing it on a 1 to 9 gram.
Still amazing.
A Daiwa 1 to 9 gram, which my dad broke the tip off. I took him out on the rocks, and he's like, "This rod's not working properly." I'm like, "That's because the tip's halfway down the line over there."
Oh, I done that the other day. Nice rod.
I don't even know how he did it, but I just used to be like slinging out the fish lures on them, like proper oversized ones for that 1 to 9. You had to get your cast just about right. You need to get it sort of swinging and going before you give it the flick. But one of those rods, you. A 3-pound pollock on that.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
That was only 1 to 5. And that was, I actually snapped that rod a few minutes later, but
which one?
That pollock in the middle there. But yeah.
Was that off the boat?
That's just off the boat. And
on a wonder fire.
Is that St Mary's Harbour?
No, that's just off the Mewstone. Down
so that's Wembury behind
you. Yeah, it's Wembury, yeah. But yeah, we're getting like cuckoo wrasse on the LRF.
Loads of them up there, and they're good fun, aren't they?
Little, and my mate had a red gurnard on the LRF gear as well. Nice. So yeah, you know, they're definitely up there. It's something I want to try. I've never really fished the LRF stuff off the boat, but you know, you should get amongst the bream, the gurnard,
turtle. Loads of black bream brown there later on in the year, and they're really achievable on little metals.
Yeah, yeah.
Even on the little small black minnows and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy shiners and stuff like that. You fish them on a little even drop shot. Yeah, the type of shad from Kytex.
Kytex, yeah. I mean, that's probably my favourite bass lure. Like,
drop them down on a drop shot or cheb on that race coming out of the Elm there, and they get good numbers sort of September, October time with black bream, and you'll get loads in there.
Oh, ideal.
And gurnard, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be good. Get amongst them.
It's cool to see it. That, I mean, is there... I mean, you've obviously progressed now. I mean, you're 16 now.
I'm 16 now, yeah.
Chuck the YouTube up, please.
Might be able to press that link, you might be able to. That one might take me to the channel. I do a little bit. But I just haven't got time at the minute. There you go.
That's what I've also, you've nailed it. Yeah. People have said to me often, why don't I do more for YouTube?
Yeah.
It boils down to just the time. You have to really commit to it. And I just can't, at the minute, I just can't fully commit to it.
Yeah, yeah. But I've done a few videos, you know, like long ones, just running through fishing, like targeting species, you know, stuff at home.
That's a good pike for the Tiverton.
Yeah. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, I did a bit up there a few years ago. My mate caught a clonking great big rud.
Oh, really?
On a drop shot.
Yeah. I've seen 2-pounders out there.
Yeah, my dad's had massive rud. Yeah. My dad's a bait angler, and they live in Tiverton, and they
ruined my whole day. Yeah, I wanted to catch that fish. He's had some problems at Tiverton, hasn't it?
Yeah. Loads of otters in there and other issues.
Yeah.
But night, go for the pike up there at night with top waters in the summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll triple the amount you catch at night.
It's a beautiful bit of water, especially when you...
Stunning.
I don't know if it's the bottom basin. It's got to be the bottom basin, which isn't in the actual town itself, which is out by... Where you come off at the motorway, you come across the bridge, and that walk up through all there.
From Bolescum back down to St. Peveril is some of the most picturesque, beautiful, untouched fishing. So much wildlife there.
We were doing it. We were fishing from there up to the. Well, it's not the motorway bridge, but the dual carriageway bridge. Just stomping up and down through there. Doing some early mornings.
But yeah, if you go up there, if you want to fish like say river to sea live target frogs, that sort of thing at night, unreal.
Live target frogs.
Yeah, they're a hollow rubber frog with a double hook.
I've been watching the boys over in America bass fishing with those things. They've got some amazing imitation stuff.
Yeah.
And they work an app. So the live target, what the difference is, it's got a... So they're on a Y-shaped hook, and the black bass ones are quite a shallow gauge, and they're splayed out a lot.
Why they strike so hard to set them.
That's it. So whereas the live targets, they're more angled up with a much bigger gate, which is designed for bigger fish. So they get the pike much easier. The shallow splayed out hooks, a pike just sandwiches in its teeth, you hook it and it pulls out, whereas the live targets have a much more of a bigger gape and you can hook the pike much easier.
I like those duckling lures.
Yeah, the Savage Gear ones. I've
been sat down at racks when I was still carp fishing, and I was watching this duck come across, and it had like 6 chicks, and I was watching them in the back one. Whoa. Bang, gone. Well, splash. Yeah. Now you've got 5.
I had that just big pike on the opening season, literally a couple of weeks back. That was on a wake baited rat.
Really?
Big rat down the margins.
Yeah.
Rod length foul.
I got one of the Savage Gear bats, but I wouldn't have. Well, I suppose slow retrieve. Be all right.
Yeah, so it's a whole different style of fishing within lure fishing isn't it?
And I just waded through the run. I was literally 10 minutes to go. I'd had 9 fish already. Into like scraper load doubles.
Yeah.
I just waded through this run. The water was muddy. I was like, gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to get Florence in a minute. So I walked back up the run. I'd come down about 10 minutes earlier. The water was still muddy. And I flipped out big BBZ rat and came up beside, waked along the top. Wow. Up it came, wallop.
Bloody awesome, aren't they?
Just over 20, you know.
Yeah.
Open day
just
river.
Just over 20.
Yeah. So I smoked underneath the rod tip.
Yeah.
Went steamboating off into the river. Loads of flow as well. It was just off a side run. Big salmon run running through and went absolutely ballistic. Got it in the net. Like, job's good. And I was like, right.
Let's go
get Florence. Yeah, turned up at the school in my waders, covered in pike slam. They love it.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, I've done a couple of that. When I've got off the commercial, I've gone to pick Posey up and I'm just stinking. Just smell of victory. That's all that is.
Oh, yeah, you know it, mate.
Yeah, I remember on one of my geography field trips, we went Dawlish. I brought the fishing rod with me. And just snuck it in the bag and out. And I was walking back and Miss was like, yeah, you're not going fishing. I was like, oh, I've already been, you know. It's brilliant, yeah, yeah.
So obviously your age now, you've just finished GCSEs?
Just finished, yeah, a week ago.
So you were saying earlier on, I don't know if we spoke about it yet on camera, but you lucky fucker, excuse my French. You're spending a bit of time in the city, I was over the summer holidays. Yeah. So come on and explain to us.
Yeah.
Well, make us both jealous.
So, yeah. I'm not happy. My mate's coming here on the middle of July. We're going to fish for a week or two for bass, and then we're going to basically head out for a week, targeting, just pollock and wrasse. And then we're coming back for a few days, and then we're going out for the rest, whole of August, we're going out. We're just going to... Big wrasse, big pollock. I'd like to catch a 7-pounder on a lure, wrasse.
Nice.
You're going to film the whole thing?
Yeah.
This is a content-making trip.
It is, isn't it? Head off to some of the back islands, fish places. Probably never even fished before and, see what happens. But there's got to be fish out there.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, there's some up between the Eastern Isles.
Yeah.
There's some good fishing up there. That's how I started trawling. Just to trawl red gills on crab lines out the back of the boat.
Yeah.
But there's just every corner of the city has got a boulder field.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to get up onto St Martin's, work your way around.
The Black Island off the top on St Martin's. That's why I was telling you about the surface. Yeah.
White Island,
is it? Yeah,
yeah, White Island.
Yeah, that's where we got them on the surface list.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because it's got a bar you've got to walk across on low tide.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, you go down to Great Bay, walk across the bar, then you're out there for the day.
Phenomenal
sport. Yeah.
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 We would go along on the ferry, and it drops you off on that little pier next to the beach, and it's sand on the ferry side and rocks the other. And we were coming across to get dropped off, and there was these wrasse going everywhere. And while people were still getting off the boat, we were jumping off and we were in the fish while they were still getting off the ferry, and they're all taking pictures of us.
Oh,
yeah, class. And then up over, down in, wade across at low water.
Yeah.
Stranded.
Oh, you came in by the old hotel then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lower town, yeah.
Just so much. You've got that big rip that runs through, that big channel that comes through.
Yeah, you've got
all sorts
like
in there.
Tien or St Helens, the island on the other side, one of the uninhabited islands.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, absolutely pumped through.
Just murders for them. We were fishing metals. They were actually, I can't remember what they were, made by Ima, little 30-gram metals.
Oh, right.
They were slow jigs, effectively, but we had them with a treble on, and we were just swinging them through for pollock.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5
pounds. Yeah, you cast out into that, it just goes,
yeah, just flies through. And we were just swinging, then we were retrieving, just swinging it through. Wallop, bring it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, over on the other side on Tresco, you've got you're literally looking at that on Old Grimsby, you're looking at that part of St Martin's where you landed. Yeah. You walk up and over the headland, you've got Gimble Point down the other side.
Yeah.
That's where I fish off of Gimble Point. Because we're always staying, we're down in Old Grimsby whenever we go down. So it's literally you walk up past the new swimming pool. Yeah. I'll give you a little trick. Just stand outside the swimming pool and somebody will open the door at some point. You can just whip in, use the swimming pool, there's towels on you, the showers are there.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Yeah, it's easy to get into the flying boat club and stuff. It's,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah. It comes in handy if you're going to do it.
Beautiful place. I'm a bit jealous, really.
Yeah.
I need to get back over. It's been a while since I've been over. You know,
so has that been a bit of a trip in the making? You just went...
I've been waiting this over a year. Literally last year, before even when we were planning it for a lot. The year after, for my GCSEs, once I finish, we're going to do something big this year. So, yes.
They got access to a boat down there?
Yeah, we've got access to a boat. I'm bringing my own kayak as well, so,
You're going over on the Sloan, are you? Yeah. Or the puke boat?
I don't get seasick. Never.
Oh, it's the most flat... It's everybody else puking around you. It's the most flat-bottom boat.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It rolls on a flat day, let alone when it's choppy out there.
I know.
So your goals over there, what you said, is double figure pollock?
Yeah, that'd be nice, off
and
the shore as well.
And you'd love a 7-pound wrasse, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll do it. I think we'll get a 5+.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, you'll easily get a 5+.
I hope so. I've said it now. I'm going to be like little fish like that all week. But no, we'll be all right. We'll see what happens. It's just not...
And what sort of gear are you going to take over there?
I'll probably be on a 7 or 30 for like the most of the wrasse. I'm quite heavy because obviously the fish are bigger.
That's what I fish an ounce, yeah, 28 to 30 grams, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to pull them out of the rocks before, turn their head before they get in those rods.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
There's loads, just the rod's just not up to it. It's just hooped over. You can hear it creaking. It's locked. That's the end of that one.
Yeah. And I think for the pollock, probably a tailwalk high tide, 20 to 50, so for heavier metals and bigger lures, because fishing, you know, 100-foot water off the shore, you know, on a bigger...
Yeah, it just goes...
Something that can winch them up. So, yeah, we'll just go out there and see what happens, but...
Nice.
It's going to be amazing. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah, no, it is. That's it. That is a hell of a
very
trip.
Very jealous. Very jealous.
So you did a trip recently up on the Exeter Canal, didn't you?
I've done a few, yeah. So was it 2 or 3 days ago I went
up? Yeah, I think so. It just flashed up on your feed as I was having a look through.
Yeah, I mean, I had a pike probably push it, like, maybe 8-9 pounds, but... I didn't get a picture of it. He flapped out the net as I was setting up the tripod. But
is that when you ran it up the margins and let it down in the edge?
Yeah, it was awkward because I was hooked over a bramble bush. I was like, shit, got to go around and try and land it. But yeah, so I got that one out of 50-odd perch. Only little ones, but you know, it's good fun, isn't it, on the 1 to 5s.
Was that just you and a mate up there for the day?
Yeah, exactly. Just a little social, you know, get together and just fish for a bit. And yeah.
Like I said, we will... In the next coming weeks, we'll get out and we'll do a trip up. Like, so I get a little bit more freedom now, and obviously, little one going away for the summer holidays and stuff. So before you go away, I mean, we'll try and squeeze in some sessions because it's on my doorstep. But, I mean, that's right where I'm. So I'll be well up for a bit of that.
Is that where were you fishing when you had your pike?
Yeah, that was Exeter. Yeah,
you were on the river.
I am on the river. Yeah, on the exit.
Do you not do any on the canal?
You've had a few belters, haven't you? You had like 30s.
I have. Yeah, I've had multiple 30s at the canal. I fell a little bit out of love with the canal, really. I guess this is, again, I found it back in the day when I was doing... I was Tom's age. We were the only people you saw.
Yeah.
And obviously, I work in a tackle shop now. I know 5 to 6 days a week, there's people on every single day, and it gets quite a lot more pressure now, and it just doesn't do it for me. I like getting down the river and doing my own little thing.
Yeah.
Just going away and not really bumping into them. Whereas the canal, I know if I go on a Saturday morning now, I'll see groups of other people.
Yeah.
Doesn't do
Saturday
it.
Morning, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're in with the weekend warriors.
That's it. So, yeah, but I mean, the canal is still a fantastic fishery. The last couple of years, the pike fishing was really good years ago. Then it took a bit of a lull.
Yeah.
But then the last few years...
It's picked up. This winter, you know, there's a lot of, you know...
Phenomenal. I mean, not giants, but lots of decent-sized fish. Yeah. And that, for me, that can only be a good... As long as they don't get predated on and it's not a fish cull, that can only be predated on?
Look at you with your big words. Where did you hear that?
I learned it on the podcast.
You've been listening to other podcasts, haven't you?
I've been preparing myself. But yeah, I think the future's bright for it, I think, as long as it's managed. Pike thrive on neglect.
Exactly,
You know, so who knows? I mean,
pike's probably one of the more unloved of the freshwater species. Everyone loves carp, don't they?
So it'd be interesting to see how it pans out. The perch fishing has always been really good on there.
Yeah.
If you can find them.
Hard work.
Massive. Yes, you get a big perch out of any of those systems.
Yeah.
Super rewarding. And you touched on it slightly a minute ago where we don't have a great deal of freshwater fishing here. I mean, the Ex is the last natural river west for any coarse fish.
Yeah.
We are the last.
Yeah, there's nothing in the dark above the weirs.
No, that's it. I mean, the only coarse fish further down I've been stocked there, you know? Yeah. Actual naturally to be around, you can go out and target. So, like, when you get a big pike or a big perch, it's a big deal. People don't realise. You can go on the Midlands or the Somerset levels, and most waters have them. Down here, there's only a handful that have them, you know? To get multiple 20s and big fish out of these waters is good going. Like I say, the fishing you guys had the last winter, I was following you guys, and...
Yes.
Great fishing, great sport, and a great sit in it. And it's very nostalgic for me because I was that kid, because I did exactly the same when I was that age, you know. So,
do they not have do the EA not actively stock the rivers then?
They do, I mean, within reasons, but not like that. I mean, the Colmes had a few big pollution incidents in the last few years, and they stuck 2-inch chub in. I mean, a chub takes years to grow, you know, so you may lose a load of barbel and big chub to a pollution incident, but it's only going to be restocked with little tiddlers. Like, yes, through the floods and stuff, fish will naturally move back into beets, but nowhere near to the extent of what they lost through pollution. So,
Sad,
bit to peel to swallow. Yeah, I mean, the middle comb, when I was, that's how I learned, cut my teeth, summer holidays, being dropped off, go out there fishing
Clumpton
the comb
way.
Off comb Clumpton goes down through the fields and then joins into Exeter, just above Exeter into the X.
Diggers is on
it's
right on that course, because that's where they get the otter problems from.
And there's shitloads of good fish in that stretch as well, so
the otters are there, aren't they?
Yeah. But it's good fun. It's that was kind of me cutting my teeth. So yeah. I've always enjoyed following all you lot because I can. I mean, I was that keen lure angler.
Yeah.
That was doing it I was. Yeah, so I love it. I just. So.
I remember when I said we were bringing him on. He goes, "Oh, he's got a right little crew of lads that they're running around fishing."
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things. I was being young. I can kind of talk to the other young lads. So, I've probably got 20, 30 friends that I've met through fishing and that I speak to most days. And it's really good because obviously it gives you a chance to, help other people out, giving other people a hand, learning as I go.
Are they all local lads?
No, some of them from the other side of the country. Through fishing, you see who's doing the comps with you, who's in the junior categories, get talking. And you make a lot of friends for it. And that's kind of what I really, really enjoy doing, just talking to other people, especially the younger lot, because, that's the future, isn't it? 40 years down the line, they're going to be the people
They're going to be the ones starting the podcast, interviewing the young lads again.
Well, not so much they're going to be the future. You're the future. Yeah. I mean, you're pushing it on the social media. You're doing your bits. I mean, you're only 16.
Yeah.
I mean, like you just said, you're going to qualify. You're going to do... What was it you said you wanted to do?
I want to do marine engineering down at South Devon College. If I can get the grades to go in there,
grades do you need?
Fours.
Fours.
It's changed. It used to be NBCD, and now it's a
number system.
Yeah, now it's numbers.
I didn't know that at all. So that's new to me then.
So I got zero.
I was on fucking hell. Yeah.
Nines.
No one's an A.
Nines and A.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're not on nines. Nines and A. Right, they run it backwards.
They do. Yeah.
So what's a four in old money?
Not very much.
You know this, Aaron.
D.
It's a D.
Yeah.
Well, you're outperforming me, mate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very dyslexic. I'm terrible.
I've got the same problem.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, mate. No,
I think it's an advantage, to be honest. We're wired different.
Exactly.
We're having this conversation with Ben, weren't we? It's a completely different wiring process.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's a massive advantage. In the school academic system, it's a disadvantage, but once you get out into the real world and realise you're wired a little bit different, it's a hell of an advantage.
It is, definitely.
Once you get it, you can...
So you've just finished school. Just get finished. The dirt on it.
Yeah, yeah.
How much school did you miss over the years because of fishing trips? Come on, be honest.
Quite a lot.
Yes!
Good lad. I would hate it, but quite a lot.
Good lad. Good lad, yeah.
Just sneak off fishing for the day.
Cool.
I think I have done that once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I've
done
it all the time.
Good lad. So... marine engineering moving forward, and the goals of what do you want to do?
I want to have my own boat when I'm older. I want to do something with a skipper. I don't know if it'd be commercial rod and line or potentially guiding, but something with the charter boat, having a boat when I'm older and just going from there, really.
You said you've got a boat earlier, and
I've got a few boats. Well,
I didn't realize you were talking to an admiral, right?
Well, we've got a little 14 foot little aluminium boat down in Solcombe, just keep it at my grandparents' house. And it's only 40 foot, so inshore wrasse, pollock, bass. But
it's good to get out though.
Yeah, you only get 7 to 30. Fishing sub 100 foot reefs. 5 pound pollock, wrasse and all sorts. Every time you go out,
it's real good fishing out of Solcombe.
Yeah, you start race one side and then you got down to the right.
Was up there yesterday. That 14 foot element yesterday. Yeah. It was like glass out there.
Oh yeah,
you'd have got to start no problems.
Oh yeah, it gets rough out there. But we've done Dartmouth to Solcombe before on it, and it was like got in the race. Oh, fucking hell, it's bumpy now, isn't it?
That race is nasty.
You kind of got to go out around it, haven't you?
You can poke right up the inside of it. I was watching the boats coming in yesterday, and they're all poking up the inside. You've only got a little channel. It's not. It's twice as wide as this room. It was nice up there yesterday. Even fishing in the race itself wasn't too painful. Like we're right in it. It was you could stand up for once instead of just getting smashed around all over the place.
Yeah.
I was watching one of the commercial blokes up there and he's like, fish, fish, fish. And me and my mate are just like, we are crap. We're just terrible. I was like, we're going home. I blame it on the filming. We'd done the filming in the morning, and that was the end of it. And we didn't have live baits.
Oh, yeah, because you were.
Well, yeah, live well problems. Yeah. Thing nearly caught on fire, to be honest. It was that hot. It just kept stopping. It was blowing fuses, and we're like putting fuses in at different ends. It'd blow this one, so we'll put a bigger fuse in. Then we Googled what it should be putting out, and it should have like a 3. Is it amps fuses are measured in?
Yeah.
You know this, So it should have a 3.5 amp fuse and it's blowing 20 amp fuses. And I was like, right, there's something going on. You touch the wire, that's going to catch on fire in a minute. Right, we're not going to use that anymore. Yeah. And I like live baiting. It's one of my I'm not into the lures like you boys are.
I literally only fish lures. Like, I wouldn't know where to start with bait. It's literally lures only. So easy.
Freeway swivel, lead clipped on the bottom, 8-foot trace, hook, mackerel through the nose, or pickle, whatever we've got, out it goes.
But mackerel is stinking. It's just like, oh, lures, you can just put them on, can't you? And just...
You can, but it's that feel, like you're there on the drift, and you can feel that fish start freaking out down there. And then you get that knock, and you're like, right, here we go, and it's... I really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they've all got a time and a place. Exactly.
We went out on a char recently with Matt, and that was a whole new experience with the slow pitch jigging.
Yeah.
Like, when I go out with Dave Mordecai, like, he's... knows it inside out and backwards. I'm like, Dave, what do I do with this? And Dave, can you tie this on over here? And Dave, can you... Dave, have you got any of these? And Dave, have you got any of that? I'm getting there slowly, you know. It's all a bit of a new thing. Tuna lures, yeah, fine, golden. But the rest of it is, I wish I had the time to come out and do all of this. I've got the rods. They're stacked up there. I've got some lovely, what's the bait finesse? That's a multiplier?
Yeah.
What's...
Sub 10 gram sort of stuff?
Yeah. You've got
an older Baron, haven't you?
I've got an older Baron with a 3.5 gram. Oh, what's the company...
It's Major Craft is what you got.
It might be Major Craft. Who's the company that's got like a... Is it a Pike is its logo? Ooh. Predator? Who are they? I see them all over the place. I should know this, really. But anyway, in COVID, I was like, I'm going to go and do a load more of this. So me being me, just found this company, rung them up, and I was just like, what's the absolute best stuff you've got? Yeah, I'll have that. I was like, have you got anything better than that? And he's like, oh, I've got this rod that's about to go out to one of our... like pro team, but if you're willing to spend the money, you can have it. I was like, yeah, send that over. It's never even come out the sleeve. Never come out the sleeve. I stuck the reel, I've spooled up that older Baron onto my other rod, went up to Exeter, got an absolute bird's nest, third cast, took it off, put it back in the box, and went back to my fixed spool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Might have to poach that one off you then.
It sat down in the workshop in its box. Dang. So are you on fixed ball mostly?
Oh, only fixed ball. Never fished a baitcaster, ever. I was going to get one soon, actually, with that, you know, the money that I got for the comps.
Yeah,
I've never really gone over to that yet.
Watch the American boys on the front of those boats. Chucking them underneath trees.
Insane sport.
There's a guy who popped up on my feed the other day who's doing... He calls it like a double back cast or something, and he's like on the other side of the room, and he'll like do underarm chucking. It goes in a cup,
and then to a bottle lid, and then
and then round a corner into a cup, and then through. He's got like a piece, like a roll of sellotape spinning.
Those pitching methods are so accurate. You can be fishing a riverbank, like on the Colm, and see a little hole underneath the trees, and just pitch a lure straight into it. The chub fishing, where you need to be right there, they're just deadly, absolutely deadly.
I didn't know it was such a thing.
Yeah.
Very popular, isn't it?
Because on those chubfish on the Colm, I mean, you hold the tone before they cut all the trees down on the tone. If you've got it 2 foot away from that glide, nothing. Get it right in it, wham, straight on.
I'm accurate with a fixed ball, but you can't get it. The underarm's a lot harder thing to do. You're trying to flick it like that, and you're trying to get it to drop down and go underneath something.
Rod styles and methods, I mean, it makes a massive difference in it. You know, that's why the trout boys at Fish BFS love a glass rod, because you've got a nice soft rod that you flip in.
I have a little St. Croix trout rod. It's one of the, I can't remember quite what it's called, but, you know, it's so light, you know, really soft. So it's brilliant, brilliant fun. And I find, you know, the accuracy you can get on that, you can literally flick it to the nearest 2-3 inches from where you want to land it. So that's kind of what I've really got into.
When you're trout fishing in the streams, are you walking up through the streams?
Yeah, so you start at the bottom of the pool and basically work your way up. But it's mainly small fish, you know, you won't get many over 12 inch. I've had them to about mid-50s out there, bit of river I fish, but I think they were escaped stockies that have
gone out in the floods or something, gone rogue.
Yeah. But I know there's got to be big ones in there somewhere. Yeah. It's just a matter of time, isn't it?
Just finding that pool.
Yeah.
Keep doing the legwork.
Yeah, and every now and again you get a little salmon or sea trout or something, which is quite nice.
What sort of lures are you using when you're trout fishing?
So I like the little hard baits, Elex Tiny Fry, I think it's called. Quite hard to get hold of, but that's probably its little suspending jerkbait. That's done me very well.
Why are they hard to get hold of?
I don't know, it's just no shop stock.
Yeah.
Niche within niche.
Super niche, yeah.
I got them at the big one. That's like the only place I've ever been able to pick them up. I put the show up in Farnborough, but
I like the big one show.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah.
We'll do the next one, and we'll take the camera, and we'll do an episode there. Sure.
We might just take Matt with us.
Yeah. Do an actual episode.
Yeah. We'll do a proper... Yeah, I know a few of the carp lads up there. I reckon Dan will be up there doing bait again.
We'd have a right laugh, for sure.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Dan from Street Fish London, that's the guy that did the interviewing all the different people with various questions that I was telling you about, that does the trade shows and talks all the characters.
I didn't realise that show was actually a lure-based show.
It's like 90% carp, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got a lure village. It's impressive, yeah. If you come in, as you come in the front gate, that front entrance you come into, that whole entire front part of the mall is now a lure village.
Is that a new thing last few years?
Yeah, so Predator Tackle have gone in there now.
Predator Tackle, that's who I was talking about. Predator Tackle.
So, and Predator Tackle basically run it. They have all the brands that they sell and distribute on full display, their big lure casting tank, all the demos and displays. And as you go through that foyer into the main hall, then it's carp. There's a couple of brands. Rapala go into the main hall. There's a few of the bigger brands, Shimano and a lot that display in the main hall. But the lure village is Predator Tackle. That whole front foyer is just lure fishing.
Yeah. Because there isn't like a lure fishing show like that, just
not not anything like that anymore. There's a few that shops tend to do open days.
Used to be.
Yeah, I mean a lot of the shops do open days where you can go to an open venue or like Glasgow Angling Centre and things like that. So it happens, but no, I mean the days of the consumer shows like that, COVID killed a lot of that stone dead. Hopefully one day things will get back to what they were, but
it's a lovely day out there, isn't it? I've always enjoyed going up and having a walk around, even if you're not buying. It's just nice.
I've always worked them. I've never really done the consumer side of it because I've always worked it. So I next year's, I'd like to go as a punter and go in and experience it from that side rather than...
I've always come out of there a grand lighter every time I go.
We'll do it next year. We'll do the next big one. I think as tuna gear, we'll go up because I think you'll love it.
Put a little stand-up there.
We might even do a stand-up here. Yeah. I'm off to iCast in Florida next month.
Oh, wow.
Decided to bite the bullet and go and do that one. We've got some meetings lined up with some people for some stuff that I wouldn't mind bringing over here.
Yeah.
And we're looking at, I was having a conversation with you about doing the one in Europe with Angling International, but I might bite off a bit more than I can chew. We had this conversation, didn't we, Aaron? Yeah. I'm going to end up doing a deal with somebody where I've got to supply all this stuff, and I'm just going to be in my workshop just tying bars constantly. And I just thought, 12 months' time, I'd rather go and do some wandering around, which is what I can.
But do some content for us and just see what it's about, innit? I mean, I think it's... Who knows?
Yeah, because the lure fishing in America is ginormous compared to what it is over here.
Well, you'll go over there and it'll be 99% lure fishing.
I think, there's nothing else.
It's like going to a little garage up the road there and you pick lures up. Literally everywhere sells them, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I can't
wait. Totally different ball game.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting one, that is. I'm looking forward to that one. Can't wait, actually.
Yeah, really good.
I suppose you can promote the bluefin in the UK, can't you?
Yeah, I've got all the business cards, going to have the stickers. I'm going to literally put tuna gear stickers up everywhere. They're going to be on lampposts.
Yes.
They're going to be on all the bathroom doors. They're going to be everywhere I go. I've already done it when we went over to Europe recently in the camper van, stopped at the Eurotunnel, tuna gear sticker. Everywhere I go, they're stuck on lampposts, so I just can't help myself. You just got to do it.
Have you done much... The trade show, consumer shows?
Not really.
Just visited them.
I've never been on a stand or anything, Okay.
Don't you work for a tackle shop?
Yeah, well, I do a little bit for Street Fish in London, but it's more, with the social medias, I'll share their posts, plug away if they put new lures on, that goes up, like, put a little post up saying this is what's what. And I use all their gear anyway. Like, even if I wasn't associated with him, I would still use the stuff because it's just the gear that I love, isn't it?
He's got some good brands, right? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So where are you going to go next with it then? Where do you see? Obviously, you said about maybe being a skipper. I mean,
yeah. Well, I definitely some of fishing. Definitely lure fishing. I've got
it's in your blood now, isn't it? That's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I want to like climb the ranks. You know,
mind you, hasn't got to 18 and found the pub yet.
Yeah,
that always knocks things out.
Pubs and girls.
No,
I think you'd be good. Hats off to you, mate. As I said, you've supported a couple of the pike matches that I arranged on the canal back in the day. I've known you for a few years and seen you about.
You're doing his comp this weekend.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, good.
It's gonna be a good one.
Big plans for that one. You're gonna win that one.
I'm working Saturday, so I've literally got one day.
You're not going to sack work. What do you do? What job is it?
Oh, cleaning.
Sack it off. It's all right. You've got £500 prize money sat there. Just sack it off. What are you going to earn cleaning for the day? What's the top prize you could win? Is it an open section? Or you've got juniors and you've got...
Yeah, so there's the largest singular bass. There's the longest free combined bass.
Right.
There's the longest RAS.
Yeah.
And a junior. So
Junior what? Just a junior section.
Yeah, just a junior section. I'm going to do my absolute best to make sure that any of the under 16s that 16 and unders that compete yeah. will get something anyway.
Yeah.
Just because that's who I am. I don't. Yeah. So. All right. Be good fun.
Sack
yeah.
work off would be much better.
So yeah, get a big bass, get your longest free combined on your tape,
yeah,
and also RAS. Like I said, Friday I'm going RASing, and that's it. I'm going to literally lose myself on the RAS, and then into Saturday it's swinging slightly southwesterly winds, and I'm going to be fun. I'm going to go somewhere else. And
have you got your mark sorted out already?
We have. So we got about 10 or 15 spots that are potential with a load of webcams live, and we will literally be looking at the webcams, being like, right, let's call the shots.
Tricky fishing with you.
He's going to be doing one day. Tricky's misses is due any day to pop. So Tricky's due, going to be a daddy any minute now. So he's going to do a morning session somewhere. We no doubt we will hook up with him over the weekend, but he's just done the Hells Angels run over in Bulgaria.
Yeah, so
he had a few days away. She's ready to pop any second. So he won't be going too far.
That's
going to
be the end of his fishing career. God. Yeah.
But other than that, mate, nice. No, it should be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's the first one. Like I said to you in the car earlier on, I think I'm probably going to do an autumn one as well.
That would be interesting.
End of October, November, because the bass fishing can be really good.
Yeah.
Have you got a plan for the comp then? Do you already know where you're going?
I've got two bits of coast that I might try, depending on how I'm doing for time. Because I've got the choice tomorrow, you know.
Have you got a driver on standby to...
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I might be able to...
Ready to whip you out there and then get someone...
Yeah.
No, this isn't working. We need to go over here.
I'll do that for Dad, bless him. He has to drive me everywhere for the LRF runs. You know, it would be like Cornwall one day. Next day we're up in, you know, Exeter doing the species on the canal. And it's just like, you know, it gets a bit much, but, you know...
Fully supports it.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Fair play.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And like I say,
very supportive.
Being one of the juniors that signed up to it, yeah, shit on.
Yeah,
and I appreciate it. It is the first one, you know, so...
Well, I always found with the first comp, usually with the junior sections, you don't get to see them any... couple of years down the line when people see, obviously, inevitably.
That's it. I mean, I've good friends with a couple of the comp runners and that have done, and they said, look, don't be despondent with Dan. He says, do it. He says, you may find you only get 20 people rock up, but he says, but just do it, and then do a second one, and just do it.
You've got to start. It's the biggest thing. Me and Aaron talking about it all the time. You've just got to start. Look at the podcast. We could have kept talking about it and going, oh, but this podcast gets this many views, and this was like... switch off to all of that.
Yeah.
You just
do what you're
enjoying. Yeah, just keep plugging away and just keep, it's a bit like this, you know, you just keep plugging away, don't you? And keep plugging away. You have to start at somewhere.
Yeah.
I was just looking at that trout lure there.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's a Major Craw Fine Tail Eden.
Click on that video, please, mate. One, yeah. No, next to the left. Oh, that green.
That was up the dam actually. So yeah, you see it's beautiful up there, isn't it? It's really
I bet it's quiet up there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it is. You'd be up there all day and there'd be no one about.
Is it a Southwest Lakes?
It's free. It's free up there. Anyone can go whenever. And I think it's obviously within season for the trout. Sure, they'll be here. Yeah.
Do you want the controller to turn the volume down?
And, yes, I reckon
we'll find a few fairly quick. Was that coming through your laptop?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
That's the St. Croix I was on about, my trout rod. It's so light, really soft.
What grammage is that then?
2 to 10, that one. But you want a bigger lure up there, you know. I'm quite happy to fish 10 gram. Because a big trout right out in the middle.
Hard to punch that far, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you might get a third of the way across. But obviously, the little spinners as well, the MEPs, they're always a good one.
Again, for the listeners that aren't watching, we're on Tom's YouTube now watching a little trout session. So
has your old man just driven you up there and dropped you off?
I live in South Brent, which is like 10 well,
that ain't 10 minutes walk.
10 minute drive, probably at 3/4 hour walk.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a right old stomp.
Yeah.
I went to school with a few lads from South Brent.
All right.
Vinicums.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, yeah.
It's
stunning up there.
It's always sheltered. However windy it is, you can always get out of the wind somewhere. So you know, it's a really nice place all year round, really.
So have you got that cat? Is that on your head or is that on your chest?
That was on my chest. I think that might have been my old. I used to have an Insta. You know the little. I haven't seen this in years. But yeah, I used to have a little Insta camera, so that was kind of the one that I used, I think, probably to film this one, but...
Was that Insta's attempt at a GoPro?
It's a company called... That's the Ilex one I was on about.
Ilex,
tiny trout. Yeah.
Is that like a diving?
So yeah, it would dive down to about 30 centimetres to a foot and then suspend in slow rise. Of course, I'll probably get one in a minute. No.
So you give it a couple of pumps down, yeah, and then just let
pump it down, let it pause, a few twitches and get a...
Well, we just found the fish. Come off when I was turning the camera on. That was two fish all in one course.
Do you find that you've lost some fish from trying to faff about with the camera?
Loads. That's half the reason why I don't do it. I'll probably get one here. Yeah, that's probably the reason I don't do a huge amount, because...
Oh, that was a fish. Go on.
Go on.
Wow, I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I love it.
Hit me three times.
I haven't chucked for trout in such a long time.
You cut up there one day, mate. I'll take you up there. Yeah, you know, I can't guarantee anything huge, but it's good sport, isn't it? It's...
Hooks are I'm up for a day up there.
Yeah. Oh, whenever. It's easy for me, so...
Completely barbless. Probably isn't.
Have you ever seen anybody else up there when you're fishing?
Yeah, I've got a few mates that fish it. But they fish big lures, you know. I reckon what I'm actually going to do is fish 10, 15 centimetre lures for big, you know, not funny about the little fish. You know, we want a 3-4 pounder, and I know they're in there.
Yeah.
Are there pike in there?
No, literally wild brown trout, that's it.
Oh, that's a nice one as well.
Yeah. You see how dark they are as well. Really stunning. Really nice colours on them.
Proper moorland fish.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love it up there. Although, since this video, I've actually changed over to singles. So I think it's better on the fish. But they're barbless anyway, those ones, so they're nice and easy to pop out. But yeah, no, I love it.
Do you fish barbless when you're wrass fishing?
Yeah, because wrass got a tough mouth. You won't lose them, really.
Yeah, and if you get them snagged up in the rocks, they're going to spit it at some point.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a thing with wrass, isn't it? You're going to lose the odd one.
Get in the water. Nailed that.
Yeah. Makes you want to go fishing, huh?
Yeah,
it always makes you want to go fishing. This is the problem with doing a fishing podcast.
Wait till tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think we'll try head out tomorrow at some point.
Where are you going to head tomorrow?
I think I might do the RAS for the comp.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. I suspect most people will come here for the bass.
So. Yeah, I generally don't know how. Yeah. Who knows, eh?
I guess
that's the beauty of this. It being its first, I generally don't know how it's going to pan out. I mean, people are silly not to target the RAS.
Yeah, I think that'd be quite an easy, well, not easy win, but, you know, there might be less people targeting them.
Fish on.
Yeah.
This is fish a problem. We've stopped putting these videos on, and I just want to watch fishing videos.
Yeah, I've got to really get into it. I've never, to be honest with you, YouTube is just something I kind of brought a camera with me and filmed what I was doing.
Yeah. I think you've got to really commit to it, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, if I wanted to, I could really, you know, knock out high-quality videos, you know. But this is just, you know, kind of filming what I do. And then,
did you do any editing in school?
I took photography, but I never did anything. It was not really the best subject. But yeah, I wish I could do learn something like that.
Heavy sinking,
bro. I don't know if they did anything like that in school.
Oh, it's changed. There's loads of weird courses now. It's like enterprise, which is like a BTEC business. Obviously, photography, like media, which is like computer learning, like films and. I don't know, there's a lot of weird stuff probably since you guys were at school. It's definitely moved on a lot.
Yeah. We didn't even have the internet when we were at school.
Yeah, exactly.
We used to have a computer room, PC 486. Was it the 486 or the 386 and the 486? Yeah. You used to have this graphics thing on there where you could get a beetle and cut the roof off of it and lower it down. Yeah, we didn't even have internet. Get a big biz.
Yeah, it's about 50 acre.
Do you get many in the streams on the walk?
So, I think you're not meant to fish the stream on the way up. I remember this, I got lost because I followed the river up and I couldn't cross the river. I ended up going about 2 miles up into the Highmoor. But,
you didn't follow the footpath up?
No, I didn't have a map on me. Just wing it and hope for the best. But
that's the best way.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
So, is this on the... Is that still on the reservoir?
Yeah, this is all on the reservoir. I don't think I've fished the stream so much in this one. I know there's big ones in the stream, actually. I've seen like a 60 centimetre. It might have been a salmon, but... Yeah.
That's a beautiful spot.
Mate.
Oh, it's funny looking back at old videos. It's even since then I do things so much differently.
Yeah, but that's it, and that's the beauty in it, I guess. Yeah. That's where you can move forward, and like I say, it's
it's
fishing's like, always learning, aren't you?
I think anyone, there's no such thing as like a good, well, you get good fishermen, but you're always learning. You're never gonna be the top of the top, you know. You can always work on, like,
even when you're at the top, you have to be pushing forward into something different, else, or a different aspect to fishing, or a different country to fishing, or
exactly.
Like talking to Dave Lewis. That Robinson Crusoe Island's proper in my head.
Yeah.
I really want to get on that trip. But like watching what he's done from going from the UK to now, all that worldwide fishing is like...
Yeah,
I don't think you can ever stop learning with fishing.
We've definitely got another episode with him because the stories he's got...
Well, I'm going to remember the speckled hen this time.
Yeah.
I can't believe you forgot it. We'd have got him tanked before we started. We'd have had a whole night out.
Yeah, you know it.
How'd you forget Dave Lewis's speckled hen?
I know. Well, here it is. We've got Tom's water, though, so...
Yeah, we've got Tom. Yeah, we can't feed you beer. You're far too young for that.
And we had our bacon sausage baps.
Murdered those this morning. I was starving.
Yeah. Right, mate.
So what's coming up for the rest of this year, then? You've got the sillies.
Yeah, sillies. I've got a fishing comp. We've got Dan at your one tomorrow. Tomorrow, isn't it?
It is tomorrow.
And then I've got one on the 20th. It's called the Fundraiser. It's a really nice little charity event that the LRF guys run on the Facebook. It's basically a species hunt in Weymouth this time.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think I've seen up.
It's 25 quid an entry, but I can't remember the charity, but, you know, last time it was for the lifeboat, you know. It's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Raise a few grand. It's just a nice day out. And
species hunt again. Maximum number of species.
It always get good turnout as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think there's 100 tickets, and they sold out within a few weeks, and it's good prize as well, especially the juniors. I think last year I got an SG6 LRF rods, you know, 200 quid rods just for, like...
Did you win it last year?
Yeah, that was in Plymouth.
Little winning machine, isn't he?
Yeah, I've had a fair few comp wins over the years. It's easier when you're a junior, though, isn't it?
Was there less in the junior categories, or do you think the stamp of angling isn't quite there with some of them?
Well, that's the thing, because you're young, everyone's starting at different points. So I've obviously been doing it 8 years, but some of my mates through school, like, they've been fishing, you know, 2 years max. You know, it's always going to be that slight disadvantage at, well, you know, your level of angling. But, I kind of just, you know, wing it and see. I don't think I'll do great in this my local. I've never fished Weymouth. But there's a few principles that you learn through fishing one place that you can just bring over to somewhere else.
Loads of fishing around Weymouth.
Yeah.
Tons of fishing.
The harbour there.
I want a black bream out
loads
there.
Of them out there. Yeah, go on the main pier, drop shop. Yeah.
That's the plan, yeah.
Because you can walk up the other side and you've got the driveway across to... Portland, haven't you?
Yep. Ferrybridge.
Yeah, there's sorry, I drummed on the table. Captain Bill's or something. It's a cocktail bar. You can park in the car park. Yep. We park the camper van in there, but there's loads of fishing along there.
Yeah.
I've got this little travel rod that I'll take.
In the centre there, in the harbour.
Yeah.
Just go off the harbour wall there, you go in and there's loads of black bream in there.
Yeah.
Drop shot, just... Down the size of walls.
Yeah,
They go mad for it there.
We'll see what happens. It'd just be nice.
What other comps then have you got on?
So there'll probably be a weekender, which is again run by the LRF guys on Facebook. So we'll have a good go at that. That's the 3-day one.
Is that where you got the 500 quid last time?
Yeah. What was it? CLF, I think, was Ben on about doing it again?
It's up in the air. There's potentially going to be one last hurrah, but it's not...
You said that last time.
It's yet to be confirmed, you know? Right, so.
Yeah, well, if that becomes a thing, then we'll head out for that one and just go from there. But obviously, I'll be 17 by then, so I'll probably actually be an adult. So.
Yeah.
Actually be an adult.
Yeah.
Nearly
getting in the big leagues then, Tom. You'll be in the big leagues.
Yeah, you're going to have to go fish with the big boys.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's really cool to see younger lads embracing it, you know? So you've done well.
It's really nice, actually. I've met a lot of friends through fishing. And I always had a bit of a difficult one with school. You know, I was friends, it took me about 5 years to kind of make for, like, I had a lot of friends all the way through, but finally feel like, you know, I was accepted. But with the fishing,
proper mates.
Yeah, go home and just, you know, I've thrown my mate 3 hours on call every night. It's, you know, just...
Yeah, I mean, I must say, like, looking on from the inside out, you've always come across well in the last 3 years. I mean, you always seem to be, there's no negativity around what you guys are doing. Like,
exactly.
I think that's the way it should be. You've nailed it in one. Fishing is all about having a laugh, fishing with your friends and enjoying yourself and getting out there. And you're evidently doing that because it's all over your social media, mate. Yeah. So hats off to you.
Have you ever had any grief when you're fishing? being the younger lads there from like the older lot?
I've had it from younger lads there, other kids, but
not from the older lot. Much. See, when I was a kid fishing, yeah, used to turn up onto the lakes and the old boys would just be on you, yeah, just giving you shit about stuff.
I had that a lot on the canal back in the day.
Yeah, a lot of people would just think, oh, you're young, you obviously ain't got a clue what you're doing, and you're out fishing them. It's quite,
yeah, I had that on the canal when I was younger, yeah, for sure. Catching those big pike when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had some bright arseholes. I mean, they're still arseholes.
You see it on Facebook all the time, is, you know, it's just like, well, calm down, you know, they're only younger, getting into it, you know, give them a bit of a break. And
that's my biggest bugbear you see online, or the youngers getting hammered by adults. It's like, education is key. If they're doing it wrong, explain to them why they're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Don't just hammer these 13, 14, 15-year-olds. You're grown-ass men. You can grow a pair and talk to them properly and educate them. If they don't know, then
you
show
do that
them.
In any other walk of life, you're going to get punched in the nose by their parents.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it happens on all it happens time. In fishing on social media. And that's a side of the social media which, unfortunately, is there, you know?
It's always going to be there. And it's ever since, you know, it started, it's always just a edge to it, isn't there? There's always going to be a few people. On the whole, very lucky, you know. No. Never really.
Just get to get out and get on with your fishing.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's been a prick, I'll just block them and leave them and I'll go fishing. doesn't matter, does
nah,
it?
Nah, fair really? Play, mate. No, yeah. I'm fair play to it. No.
Yeah, that's a good
keep
way
doing
to
what you're doing, mate. I mean, it's evident on all your media. You look like you're having a blast. Yeah. You're smiling. Your little crewmates. You all look like you're having a good laugh.
Exactly. Yeah.
Looks like you've got a really good summer lined up.
Exactly.
I'm a bit fucking jealous about it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I am as well. So who's the who's the sponsors you want to bring in?
Fish.
Is that the one? Is it?
I love
fish.
Them. Absolutely love
it. We'll get you talking to him.
That'd be amazing. Literally, it's all I use. You go in my tackle boxes, black minnows. Okay.
We know them personally,
Sam's just up the road. That's why we got these in. We had Jake from Muscle Fishing come down.
Oh yeah, I know.
And I'd whipped up to Sidewinder because when we've got one of their pro team guys on, we're just going to do a giveaway.
Yeah.
And so I stuck those stickers up. They've managed to stay in for an extra episode now, Sam. So
they're pretty smart.
I'd rather do something better with them. Yeah. They're just on sticky pads out at the moment. I feel we could do better, but I'm sure we can.
Watch this space with Tom Barron then.
Tom at Fish. Yeah, we'll see what we can
do. we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you never know.
The thing is, at this age, you know, I'm still learning a hell of a lot. I'm never going to stop, but, you know, I've still got a lot to learn. You know, I'm probably not at the...
It's the right attitude to have, though. Never going to stop.
Yeah.
At least you know you've got stuff to learn.
Yeah, like, I don't want to... I've had a few, like, companies I've worked with over the years, and I think the first one I got, I was probably, like, 11, and I was using, like, beach casters and throwing little, like, soft plastics. I hadn't got a clue what I was doing. And it was, like, these people, you know, they... I don't know if they're putting faith in me or what, but I was just, like, I was no use to companies back then. Obviously, now I kind of got a social media and a bit of a presence, but back then I just feel, you know, it wasn't a huge...
Make the most of it. Grab it while you can, mate. Like I say, because you never know what's going to happen as you get older and you sound like you got your head screwed on with it.
You
got a bit of drive with it and we wish you the best luck. I think you'll carry on what you're doing, mate, and you've got no reason why you can...
What's that hoodie?
That's what's Warren Craig.
Tackle Shop in Plymouth.
Yeah.
And behind Sutton there.
Yeah. I really like Simon and lovely shop in there.
I love the logo. It's
smart, isn't it? Yeah. It's Eddie Stone, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good fishing round there.
I've never been out there.
Good tuna mark.
Yeah.
Seen there on the radar,
We went out to the rocks the other day. We had about one drift. Had to go back in. The wind picked up.
14-foot boat problems.
No, it was on my mate's boat. He's got like a 22, I think. So it's slightly bigger.
Right, okay. Yeah. Where were you on that?
We just went out to, I think it was the East Rocks.
Right, okay.
Out of the Elm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we literally just went in and tucked in behind the Mewstone, just messed about in there. It's nice out there. It's just nice being out on the
good
water.
Fishing, yeah. Good little spot.
Beautiful coastline.
It is, isn't it? All that whole area from Plymouth round.
There's got to be some good wrasse fishing down there for you.
Stacks of it.
Yeah.
Stomping on those rocks there. There's some right coastal paths.
You might find me there tomorrow.
I'm going to be there tomorrow, yeah. That's exactly where I'm going to be.
Going to bump into each other.
Yeah. Oh, deal.
Quality.
Yeah.
Right, mate. Well, yeah. I mean, unless there's anything else you want to talk about, mate, it's been great.
It's been nice to have a chat, and obviously,
it's been great to catch
being
up
on here. So, you know, such an opportunity, real privilege.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a network, and let's not say that after the summer holidays, which you've done a bit, we'll do a bit of a catch up.
That'll
if there's anything
awesome.
After some
that.
Comps. Yeah. I mean, let's get you back in the future.
Yeah, if you're going to do the cities and record it, we'll get you back on.
It's just going to be like literally 3 weeks of straight fishing every day. So there's going to be fish.
We're keeping you're in our little network now. Yeah. Obviously we speak a bit anyway. Yeah, yeah. So
that'll be brilliant.
It's been a pleasure to have you on, mate. It's great to see the youth within the fishing pushing it.
Pushing it,
because
yeah.
you are the future of the sport. Exactly. So we massively appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And let's get you on in a couple months' time after summer's out the way. Yeah, and we're gonna fish together this year anyway, a bit more up 100%. In Exeter. So it'd be great to have you on, Tom. Yeah. Thank you so much, mate.
Thank you very much.
Much appreciated.
Cheers, Tom. I really appreciate having you up. Thanks, guys, for listening. All the normal stuff, isn't it? Subscribe to the socials.
Yeah.
Go check out the Tuna Gear website. We've got some awesome stuff on there. Yeah. Season's almost here. We're going to be shutting down the field tester program, aren't we, Aaron? On the 20th of July. So this is your first inside scoop. I didn't think would this have gone out by then? It might not have done. Don't worry, I'm talking nonsense. Just go and look at the, just go and check out the podcast socials and we'll go from there. I'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. See you again. Cheers.
Take care.